Okay, so if you're an EE customer, apparently in many parts of the country, though not all, you'll be affected by what's been described by Everything Everywhere, which is not much anywhere tonight, I'm afraid, that there is a quote-unquote tech issue. Now, in my past, obviously, one of the many things I've done is sort of engineering radio stuff, and I know that a tech issue can be spilling a can of Pepsi down the mixing desk. And so I guess what I'm asking from EE is, what is the tech issue? That's kind of a multitude of sins, isn't it? It's a bit like saying gremlins in the system. So if you do know, if you are listening to this from EE, it would be absolutely phantasmagorical if you could just let us know what's up with the EE network. We give you a call, but the phone's not working, as you know. So what is the tech issue? Let's have a bit of fun here. Whether you are on Audioboo or you're new to Audioboo and you're taking a listen to this, what do you think the tech issue is? I wonder whether it's the wrong kind of leaves on the mast. Taking it with good humour, EE, but we would love to know what's happening, because it does cost lots of us lots of money. So it would be really good to know what the tech issue is. Well, I'm here with Sibby Mead. What do you suppose the tech issue is?
I don't know. I did get through to one of their operators from...
How were they with you?
They're very rude, actually.
Really? Yeah. To be fair, EE are normally quite polite, but what was your experience?
He was very short. He said, well, to be blunt, everybody's having this issue.
Yeah, you don't need to hear that. We know that. We're on EE.
I just wanted to confirm in my mind that there is a tech issue and there's nothing wrong with my phone. And
well, I checked Twitter, but it's a tech issue. Oh, mate, do you reckon that fella, he threw a tizzy and he's pulled out all the wires? Could that be the tech issue? That
probably is it. So.
Yeah. So if anybody knows what the tech issue is.
It's a very pleasant experience, unfortunately.
Well, let's expand this out to service with a snarl. Customer service nightmares. Not prepared boo or planned one, but I just fancy a bit of a laugh. Your customer service nightmares. I'll balance it by saying that I've normally had quite good customer service from EE. Oh, no, although I did have that issue, didn't I, about EE will know about this. It was about 5 months ago, 4 months ago. And I am registered blind. I walked into an EE store and I wanted to reduce down an iPad which was out of contract. And I didn't know the number because, I mean, who knows the number to their iPad? No, you reminded me I did this. And they said, oh, do you know your iPad number? So I'm really sorry I don't, but I've got my postcode and I've got my my mobile number. I said, what do you mean? You walk into a store and you've got any information? What, are you an idiot? So, yeah, I mean, to be fair, I think EE were as shocked as I were. It seemed that person had a tech issue in their head.
But
answers on a postcard, or we're in the 21st century now, so answers on an audio boo in reply. What could be the tech issue? And EE, if you're listening, we'll say this in tandem to let us know. 3, 2, 1, let us know what is going on, because we'd like to know what that tech issue is. We'd like to know whether it's the fella maybe who's supposed to be pressing the buttons has caught himself in his zip, whatever it is. We're quite accommodating. Anybody else in Audioboo, what are those customer service nightmare stories, service with a snarl that you've experienced over the years? You can reply to this Audioboo or tweet us at Sean Dilly or at Sibby Mead.